Summer can be a difficult time for serious moviegoers because of the emphasis on shameless blockbusters. If you prefer serious over splashy, Los Angeles Times movie critic Kenneth Turan says Lovely and Amazing is for you.
The terms personal and independent often do no more than provide cover for a multitude of filmmaking sins. But Lovely and Amazing is both marvelously observed and completely individual. Lovely and Amazing comes from the distinctive sensibility of writer and director Nicole Holofcener. Her first film, Walking and Talking, provided a similar experience. She has an exact eye and ear for the way things are, a rueful sensitivity to how quietly ridiculous our 21st century existence can be. When an agent gives clients secondhand presents, it's regifting. And when someone says, "I don't feel quite like myself," the immediate reply is, "Who does?" This is a savagely funny film in a quiet, unassuming way.
We haven't had sex in so long.
It hasn't been that long.
Yes, it has. Donna says, "How often do you guys have sex?" I'm too embarrassed to tell her the truth.
Why does Donna want to know how often we have sex?
I'm just talking.
So you want to have sex so that you can have a good answer for Donna?
While Walking and Talking was very much a New York film, Lovely and Amazing is set in today's Los Angeles. It's an all-too-accurate portrayal of people trying to make meaningful emotional connections in an uncaring world of self-involved and obtuse individuals who are insecure about everything. The main characters are prime examples. Lovely and Amazing is about a family of women. The group's matriarch is a bundle of contradictions. Played by Brenda Blethyn, she wants to do good in the world, so she's adopted an 8-year-old African-American girl. But she's also considering liposuction, and she spends an inordinate amount of money on designer pillows. She also has a pair of self-absorbed adult birth daughters. One, played by Emily Mortimer, is an actress obsessively insecure about her body, who spends most of her time aggressively rescuing stray dogs.
Didn't he used to go out with Rosie Campbell? She's not pretty. What?
I have to work.
You don't have a lot of sympathy for me, do you? So since I chose this profession, I shouldn't feel bad when I get rejected.
This is so boring.
Boring?
Elizabeth, it's not personal. Maybe you should date an actor or something, someone who goes through the same things as you.
You don't want to see me anymore.
I don't think I can give you what you want.
And what is it that you think I want?
You want a girlfriend. Someone you can talk about your upper arms with.
Her sister, expertly played by Catherine Keener, is even more of a piece of work. She's a former high school homecoming queen with an exaggerated sense of her own importance, someone who can't or won't grow up. We all have people in our lives we like despite their flaws. Lovely and Amazing involves us in the lives it portrays because it is so incisive, so bleakly amusing about how we go about our lives.
Paul and I broke up.
What is his problem?
Why do you assume it's his problem? Maybe it's my problem.
You don't have any problems.
You think I'm perfect?
I think you're lovely and amazing.
Many of these characters are people we almost hate to love, but because their humanity is always front and center, rejecting them is never an option.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, film critic for the Los Angeles Times.